pretty quick. And March is going to be coming in. Looks like it's going to be coming in like a lion.
It's going to be ugly the next couple of days.
Yeah, some crazy weather happening on our way. So it's a weather soap opera, as we like to call it. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, we've been telling you about a brand new band that we found a couple of weeks ago and was so impressed with them because of the sound. It was fresh. It was different. It was new. And the thing that I thought was cool about it was that it was led by an 18-year-old guy who does not sound like he's 18 years old.
Not at all.
The band is called Alive City. They're from Detroit. Kind of a great mix of members in the band. And we have the lead singer himself, Mr. Zach, all the way from Detroit.
Hey!
Good morning. Good morning, Zach. Thanks for checking in with us here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we've been talking with Zach and off the air, just kind of getting a little background. And you are 18 years old. You're the worship, or I guess the worship pastor of the church that you're in. You started playing guitar when you were 14.
Correct.
And now you got a band that's getting played on radio. My land.
How crazy.
Plus you're going to school too.
Yeah, a little bit. That's just on the side though.
On the side.
That's a side gig, yeah. As being a student.
That's like me having chips and salsa with chip dip on the side. So tell us a little about how this all got started for you, Zach.
So Alive City comes out of Detroit, Michigan, and Detroit is a very broken city. Detroit is a city that, if you follow the city at all, you've seen since like the 1960s and 70s, it's just been like filled with brokenness. And I believe that it's not just because like there's financial difficulties, because as a city we've gone through financial difficulties, but I believe it's more than that. I believe that Detroit is so broken because the soul of the city's dead.
Uh-huh.
And there's no hope, and there's no passion. And that's what we're trying to change with the band and with the songs that we come out with, because we're from Detroit and we care about our city. And so when we came out with the song Say, that was us saying that we have freedom to be ourselves. That's us saying that we have freedom to come from a city that's broken like Detroit and offer hope. And so that's like why we're passionate about that song. And that's why the song's fun and it's like upbeat and it's uplifting. But that's like what the song is about. It's like a song of freedom and like the freedom that we have as Christians.
Now, your band, Alive City, is it made up of members from your church?
Yes. So this is actually really cool. So the youngest players are actually 15 in the band.
You're kidding.
Wow. Like you said.
Wow. That's
yeah, we're getting started really young.
Now, was this a youth band, or how did the band come together?
Yeah, so everybody that plays in the band is actually playing like at like our weekend services. Everybody that plays at like our generation ministry, so that's like for middle school, high school, and college age.
Uh-huh.
So we all kind of like know each other from church. It's just like playing together every week. And so out of that, we just decided that we wanted to start writing and recording and just producing our own music.
Wow. And so... I mean, what was the process of, because, I mean, all of a sudden, you just hit radio.
Yeah. So, actually, one of the coolest things that's happened to us in, like, the past few months is we were able to work with the people that mixed and produced for Hillsong, like, for Hillsong Young and Free.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. The big Australian church, right? Like,
yeah.
Everybody knows them.
Yeah.
So, they actually helped us with our project. So like that was like literally like, one of the coolest things ever, and that's honestly why it sounds like pretty good. Like at least to me, I like it.
So
like it's just, it sounds like so like pure and big and just like huge, and that's because like we were able to get some like major help from like the Hillsong people.
Yeah. So how did that happen? How did that come about?
I have some awesome friends. You have some people.
Got some people that
we just got the connection. That,
I guess that's what you gotta have. You gotta have some people.
Gotta have this. Not what you know, it's who you know.
Did you meet them? Like, did you go over there and meet them, or how did that all come about for you getting together?
So I've actually never been to Australia yet. I want to go, but it was just like, I just sent them the stuff. We like started emailing back and forth, and like they started working on it. And then like I got back those first mixes, and I was like, wow, this sounds so good.
So they're
good at what they do. Australians are the best.
Yeah. So they mixed it off. You sent them the waveforms, and they mixed it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all we got to do is just call Australia, and they'll fix it up for us, get you on the radio.
All you got to do.
Yeah, and then did they get you the connections then for the record labels and all of that?
So we're actually not even on a record label right now. So we're just kind of doing it independent, like at this point. But we got onto like the Play MPE network, which is like what you guys use for
radio. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And yeah, so everything just started happening so fast from there.
Yeah, so see? We discovered them.
That's a good way to go.
You've been discovered. So, yeah, that's a good way.
That is true. And you guys are probably the coolest radio station also.
Well, thank you.
We try to tell everybody that, you know, but no. So are we like one of the first stations to play you guys?
Actually, I think so.
That's awesome. Wow.
Definitely in the top five.
Well, there you go. There you go. We always play the new music first. So.
But I have to say, the first time Rod played it, I was sitting here with him. And I looked at him and I said, "What is this? This is amazing." And I love your sound. It's awesome. Keep on doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of music crosses my desk, and there's a lot of churches that want to, you know, get played on the radio, and they just, you know, nothing against them, but yours just had it all put together. I mean, it really does sound good.
Wow, thank you so much.
You know, and then I was reading the story. There was, I forget where I got your story from, but I was just so impressed with, you know, how young you all were and had done this and just, you know, did what God told you to do. And, you know, the doors just open wide up. When God wants you to do something, it's not too much effort to take place for things to happen.
So true. Yeah, so, we've been blessed, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now tell me about your church. It's what, Metro Church?
Yep, so it's Metro City Church out of South Detroit. So, I'm the pastor's son as well.
Yeah.
So I've been in church my whole life. I was born inside the church.
I know how that goes, yeah. Well,
So I've just been going there and got involved with, like, the worship project with, like, all the worship ministry stuff that's going on. And then recently I started getting involved with adult church because I finally became an adult myself.
Barely.
Yeah, barely there.
Well, cool. We're talking with Zach from the new band Alive City from Detroit. And if you don't remember what their song sounds like, here it is for you on KDI.
Yes.
I threw my heart up on the line. I said no more wasting my time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I said I love you. You know that's true. I trust you cause you know me best. You are my peace, you are my rest. And I have you, and you know that's true. And so I can say you have my all. I'll say something cause you love me. Say something, grace your eyes. Be someone and you're free to be someone, be myself now. I can't imagine anything, know anything better. Say something cause you love me. Whoa, yeah. Put my heart up on the wire. I feel like a burning fire. Whoa, I said I love you. You know that's true. Seems like my world is such a mess, but you love me better than the rest. And I have you. You know that's true. Oh, and
Is called Say, and Zach is on the line with us, who is singing leads there all the way from Detroit Metro City Church in Detroit.
What up?
That is so good stuff. I'm telling you what, Zach, is that you on guitar?
Yeah, I played all the guitars as well.
Boy, and how long you been playing?
So it's been a minute now. I think I've been playing since I was 13 or 14.
Wow, and you're 18 now.
Yet.
So, and now you also were telling us that you didn't know how to sing.
That is very true. So, back when I first started, so there was just like a need in my local church for like more guy singers. But the thing was, I was so bad at singing, and I could like barely keep a note. And like the pastors actually had conversations with me multiple times about how I was too bad to keep on singing at the church. And so I just had to keep on working at it.
So what did you do to work on your vocals?
I found bands that I just really liked, like bands with really good vocal styles, vocal sounds.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the band that I picked was One Republic.
Okay.
Because they're like super, super solid band.
Yeah.
And so I bought their CD, and I literally listened to it probably 200 times. I just practicing every single day.
Well, there you go. Practice is what counts. So see, Polly, there's still hope for you.
I sing all the time, and it's still not a good noise.
Well, you're not singing 200 times a day either, so
no,
that's probably what the problem is there. So, and again, all your, you say you, the members of your band, 15 years old?
15, 16, I think our bass player is 19 now. But it's definitely young.
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, it really sounds good. Congratulations on your project there, and hopefully more radio stations will be picking up. And I love the message that you're singing, because it is about joy and the joy of the Lord. And that is so great to hear these days.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Well, keep writing good stuff, Zach, and hopefully we'll be hearing some more from you. And keep us posted. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
So you can find us on social media. Instagram is probably our best bet. So if you want to go on Instagram, @AliveCity. So we're on Facebook as well. We got Facebook, @AliveCityBand, Twitter, all that stuff. We have a website up right now. But, yeah, just like, Let's get in touch on social media, and we'll all be friends. It'll be great.
All right. Are you planning on going on any tours this summer?
Actually, we're going to be probably at a bunch of festivals.
Okay.
So, like, I know, like, over, like, the past couple of years, like, on and off, I've done a lot of festivals.
Uh-huh.
So we're probably going to be at some of those. I know last year we went to, like, Colorado for a festival, but are there any festivals where you guys are located?
Well, we have festivals like Young Christians Weekend at Silver Dollar City. That might be a good place for you to be and show up, but you might have to check into that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm hoping that you guys will be seeing us around soon.
All right, well, we look forward to doing that, and I appreciate you calling in all the way from Detroit, and kind of give us an update and letting us get to know you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right, Zach, good talking to you.
You guys too. Thank you.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. In the morning show.
Being a member of a fitness center, a golf club, or other recreational club doesn't have to be a financial strain. Great Life Golf and Fitness at Deer Lake is offering a...